The doctor said I assumed it's two different things. He said, so what did you get into? Poison oak or poison ivy? So there's a difference. Must be in the leaves.
There must be a difference, yeah. What kind of berries are around here?
Blackberry, dewberry.
What kind do people grow in gardens?
A strawberry.
Okay. Any other kind?
Another berry?
Yeah. You ever
hear? Around here? No, I don't know another berry about around here.
You ever hear any, of anybody growing any raspberries? Or?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen one.
Okay. Something other than poison ivy and poison oak that makes you break out?
Another rash.
You ever hear the term sumac or shoemake? Or, okay. What is it that grows up in the mountains that blooms in the spring and so pretty?
Honeysuckle.
Okay. You ever hear there aren't any rhododendron or mountain laurel or anything around here, are there?
No, I think Georgia would be the nearest place for that, wouldn't it?
What are those two big trees out in front of Mount Morgan Hall?
I have not looked at
that. They have slick leaves and big white blooms on them.
Yeah, one right out in the front yard there.
We just had one cut down. Magnolia.
Okay.
I have to think.
Okay, and let's see. If a child was out and found some berries and you didn't know what kind they were, you might say, well, don't eat those. They might be...
poison.
Okay. That's a good place to stop. It's getting late and I'm well over halfway through, and so I'll just let the university...
Even if it's in the files, my name is Charles Foster. My middle name is I've had trouble with that all my life because everybody wants to call me Charles. What do you call the man to whom you're married? He is your
husband.
Okay. And you are his
wife.
Okay. A woman whose husband is dead is a
widow.
Okay. Your mother's husband is your
father.
Okay. What do you call your father?
Daddy.
Okay. What do you call your mother?
Mom.
Okay. Your father's wife is your
mother.
Okay. And they are both your
parents.
Okay. Your mother's or father's father would be your what?
Grandfather.
And his wife would be
grandmother.
Okay. A thing that you push a baby around in, I don't guess many people use them much anymore, but they
buggy.
Okay. Just buggy or baby buggy?
Well, to me it's just a buggy, okay. But I guess you'd say baby buggy.
And when you do this, you say you're doing what for the buggy? Baby.
Rolling the baby.
Okay. Melissa is your
daughter.
Okay. And you have, what, two boys and a
girl.
In the old days, before women went to doctors to have babies, a woman that might come around to help with the birthing of a baby was called what?
Midwife.
If a boy looks like his father, has features like his father, you might say, well, that boy...
is spitting image of his
father. And talking about providing, well, talking about bringing up children, you'd say, well, she has...
she has reared three children, or raised three children.
Now, do you really say reared, or...?
Well, it depends on, you know, when you're not really thinking about it, you'll say the wrong thing.
My grandmother used to tell me that animals are raised and children are reared, but I think most people...
Well, Granny always said this, too.
I still think most people say raised children.
Well, they do.
Let's see. How about an illegitimate child? What do you call that?
An illegitimate child.
Okay. How about the term bastard? You ever hear that?
I have heard it.
Other than cursing?
Right, yeah. I have heard it before, too, in that term.
Okay.